I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Hartford police arrested two men after a wild car chase that began in Hartford and ended in West Hartford back in June. But it's what happened after the chase that's led to a state investigation of the possible use of excessive force. And on Wednesday, police released videos of the incident. Hartford's Deputy Chief Brian Foley released several dashcam videos of the incident to the media, and he played them for reporters. One of the videos shows that after one of the suspects was handcuffed, a nearby officer, now retired Sergeant Sean Spell, kicked his head into the ground.
Okay, so that there obviously is of serious concern to the police department and obviously to the now the state's attorney's office.
That was Foley. WNPR initially asked for the videos from Hartford and West Hartford, but was denied because the state's attorney investigating the case objected to their release. But on Wednesday, Litchfield State's Attorney David Shepak said he no longer objected. He also said there have been no charges filed or arrests made, but the investigation is ongoing. Reached by phone, Spell, who has since retired from the department, declined to comment on tape, but he did say that he's cooperating with the investigation and, quote, there is a reason for the use of force. Foley acknowledged that the video was difficult to watch. He also said that while the department puts a priority on transparency and accountability, the state's criminal investigation made delivering on those two goals more difficult. Foley said he also understood that the fact that Spell retired after the incident didn't look good. It suggested, Foley said, that he retired to protect himself.
I know that the optics of it are difficult, and it seems that way. That would be for him to answer. And the question that we get is, how do you allow somebody to retire? And the answer is there are no mechanisms in place for us, no state law, no ordinance, nothing in our HR rules, nothing in our collective bargaining agreement that would prevent an employee from retiring when involved in this type of investigation.
State Representative Angel Arce and other legislators saw the video a few weeks ago at the office of the state's attorney.
We were all upset. We were upset at when he kicked him on the head. You know, he had handcuffs. I mean, that was very disturbing, and we're really upset about that.
Arce said he thinks Spell should be prosecuted, and he's concerned that he could keep his pension.
I truly believe that I'm going to see an arrest be made. I mean, it's all on tape. I don't think that, you know, they got evidence enough to do it. To, you know, make an arrest and press charges on this officer.
David McGuire, the interim executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Connecticut, hasn't seen the videos, but he's concerned about the very investigation itself. As he sees it, state prosecutors shouldn't be involved in investigating alleged abuses by law enforcement, people with whom they are otherwise partners.
I don't think that they have the ability, whether they know it or not, to truly step back and disconnect from their day-to-day operations with police. The reality is that prosecutors work hand-in-hand with police, and we need them to prosecute crimes and to keep us safe. You put prosecutors in an untenable position when you ask them to investigate people that they work with.
The two men involved in the incident, Ricardo Perez and Emilio Diaz, were arrested on various charges that night, which are still pending. They've pleaded not guilty. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.